You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere. This is your WXEO Daily News Roundup for Bull Falls Radio, 98.9 FM and 1230 AM in Wausau.
For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Delayed reports coming in from Jefferson County Emergency Management. During the storms on Saturday in southeastern Wisconsin, two hikers were struck by lightning and were injured. It happened on the Ice Age Trail in the Kettle Moraine State Forest. They were about a mile in on the trail when lightning struck a nearby tree. The lightning caused a ground current, which knocked both individuals unconscious. In Germantown, subdivisions underwater as the Menominee River rose to historic levels. Its record height at Menominee Falls was 8.31 feet on June 21st in 1997. This week, it hit 8.52 feet Sunday night. And the National Weather Service, Milwaukee Sullivan, is looking into a 24-hour rainfall record of 11.88 inches near Butler. MMSD also reported rainfall amounts of 14.5 inches, which would be a state record, but they need to vet the data, since no other reports were that high nearby. And this process could take weeks to months. If you remember, in 2018, in Dane County, 14 to 15 inches of rainfall was rejected after review because the gauges were not sited properly. Investigation into the totals is a collaboration between the NWS, State Climatology, Regional NWS, NCEI, and MMSD. The current state record of rainfall in a day happened in Mellon in 1946, with 11.82 inches falling. What we know right now is that two-day precipitation totals in Milwaukee reached 11.71 inches, and over 9 inches in Whitefish Bay, 8.94 in West Allis, and nearly 8 inches in Wauwatosa. And this all happened as a well-defined outflow boundary set up from south-central Wisconsin into the Chicago area from convection earlier in the day, and then a screaming low level formed in the evening, aimed directly over that boundary, and it just dumped that tropical moisture right over them for a solid 8 to 10 hours. For Civic Media News, I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Attorney General Josh Call sends warning letter to telecom companies to crack down on robocalls. Joanne Krulatz has the story.
Call announced Monday that Wisconsin will join a multi-state effort aimed at illegal robocalls. The Anti-Robocall Litigation Task Force warned 37 telecom companies that they must act now to stop alleged illegal robocalls from being routed through their networks. According to Call's office, the task force also sent letters to 99 downstream providers that accept call traffic from these companies. The task force was created in 2022 and is made up of 51 attorneys general.
High school sports are back in Wisconsin as we get further into August. Jimmy Cuska reports.
Believe it or not, high school sports are back this month. The first sport that can hold competition is girls' golf, with its earliest event date on August 14th. Girls' tennis can hold its first meets on August 16th, and girls' swimming and diving can begin competitions on August 20th. Wisconsin's most participated in high school sport, football, can begin play on August 21st. The remaining fall sports, cross-country, volleyball, and boys' soccer, can begin competitions on August 26th. Fall sports championships begin in October and finish the week before Thanksgiving.
The country's first video game studio to unionize is based in Wisconsin, and now they have their first labor contract. Raven Software in Middleton is owned by Activision Blizzard, which is owned by Microsoft. That left workers negotiating with one of the biggest tech companies on the globe. Employees told the State Journal they just got about everything they wanted, a 10% raise and limits on mandatory overtime. Staff there work on popular video games like Call of Duty. On average, it takes about a year and a half to ratify a new union contract. This took twice as long, 3 years. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
A home run fest. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Baseball, the Brewers wrap up their series today with the Pirates. Last night, the crew with five home runs to win 14-0 over Pittsburgh. Sal Frelick was the Brewers' leadoff man and hit his ninth home run of the season in his first at-bat.
It's always nice to score a lot of runs, but, you know, I'm not, like, surprised by any means, especially when the offense is clicking like it is and we're getting great support from the pitchers.
Milwaukee with a 7.5-game lead in the Central. The Cubs losing 5-1 to the Blue Blue Jays. NFL, the word is Jordan Love had successful surgery after suffering a torn ligament in his left thumb against the Jets. How soon will he be able to practice?
I don't know, until he gets back here and see how he feels. I mean, we'll see. Obviously, he'll be out this week. And then I would put it highly unlikely that he plays for Seattle. As far as the practice is concerned, I can't tell you that at this moment.
That's Packers head coach Matt LaFleur with Sports on Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Sometimes I want to love a movie because the poster looks so cool, such is the case with Weapons, the new film from Zach Kregers and his follow-up to his excellent horror film, Barbarian. Weapons is one of those films I liked about three-quarters of, but it just couldn't quite close. The film stars Josh Brolin and Ozark's Julia Garner, and the critics love it for the most part. That's how I feel about this creepy film. I liked it for the most part, and pretty much recommend it. How's that for a sort of positive review? Fans of singer Carly Pearce were probably freaked when they saw the New York Post headline, which read the singer was rushed to the ER with a gruesome injury. As it turns out, she cut her thumb on a ranch dressing bottle and needed gauze. Kudos to gauze for making its first appearance in the Hollywood Beats. The article explained that Pierce would have to adjust by holding the microphone in her left hand instead of her right, but she was confident she could pull it off. It's almost like they're trying to trick you into reading things. The cast of Friends was mourning Matthew Perry long before his death, according to his castmate Jennifer Aniston. Aniston recently discussed the situation with Vanity Fair, saying the entire cast had done all they could for their friend Perry, but it just wasn't working. The star of the morning show even said at one point in the interview that Perry being gone is almost better because he is no longer in pain. Perry confirmed his struggles in his memoir, Friends, Lovers, and the Big Terrible Thing, in which he discussed attending 6,000 AA meetings, going through rehab 15 times, and spending almost $10 million in an attempt to get clean. On a lighter note, the article is complimented by the typical weird Vanity Fair photos, one of which has Aniston in a semi-formal white gown in a backyard, looking to the sky while using a push lawnmower from the 1930s. Garbage. Everyone knows Aniston uses a John Deere rider to cut her own grass. All right, Swifties, brace yourself. Up-and-comer Taylor Swift has announced she will soon release her 12th studio album. She seems to be really getting the hang of this songwriting thing. Taylor teased Swifties with a mysterious countdown ticker on her website before making the announcement on her boyfriend's podcast. The New Heights is hosted by current and former footballer brothers Travis and Jason Kelce. This is the follow-up to Swift's 2024 release, The Tortured Poets Department, which was the biggest-selling album of the year, selling almost 3.5 million copies on both digital and physical formats. It broke records for highest single day and single week number of streams on Spotify, interestingly enough, and maybe even more importantly, this was Swift's first appearance on the New Heights podcast. That's a good get for the Kelce brothers. We'll see if she breaks podcast records. For more showbiz fun, tune into Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
It is going to be mostly sunny with more of that smoky haze from wildfires out there today. Our high in the mid to upper 70s this afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear. We're going to drop into the low to mid 50s for a low. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 78. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Current temp, 62.
That's your WXCO Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at BullFallsRadio.com. The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.